10. The Counselors and Advisors. The superaphic counselors and advisors of the second circle are the instructors of the children of time regarding the career of eternity. The attainment of paradise entails responsibilities of a new and higher order, and the sojourn on the second circle affords ample opportunity to receive the helpful counsel of these devoted supernaphim. Those who are unsuccessful in the first effort at deity attainment are advanced from the circle of failure directly to the second circle before they are returned to superuniverse service. Thus, the counselors and advisors also serve as the counselors and comforters of these disappointed pilgrims. They have just encountered their greatest disappointment, in no way differing from the long list of such experiences whereon they climbed, as on a ladder, from chaos to glory, except in its magnitude. These are they who have drained the experiential cup to its dregs, and I have observed that they temporarily return to the services of the superuniverses as the highest type of loving ministrators to the children of time and temporal disappointments. After a long sojourn on circuit number 2, the subjects of disappointment are examined by the councils of perfection sitting on the pilot world of this circle and are certified as having passed the Havona test, and this, so far as non-spiritual status is concerned, grants them the same standing in the universes of time as if they had actually succeeded in the deity adventure. The spirit of such candidates was wholly acceptable. Their failure was inherent in some phase of the technique of approach or in some part of their experiential background. They are then taken by the counselors of the circle before the chiefs of assignment on paradise and are remanded to the service of time on the worlds of space, and they go with joy and gladness to the tasks of former days and ages. In another day, they will return to the circle of their greatest disappointment and attempt anew the deity adventure. For the successful pilgrims on the second circuit, the stimulus of evolutionary uncertainty is over, but the adventure of the eternal assignment has not yet begun. And while the sojourn on this circle is wholly pleasurable and highly profitable, it lacks some of the anticipative enthusiasm of the former circles. Many are the pilgrims who, at such a time, look back upon the long, long struggle with a joyous envy, really wishing they might somehow go back to the worlds of time and begin it all over again, just as you mortals, in approaching advanced age, sometimes look back over the struggles of youth and early life and truly wish you might live your lives over once again. But the traversal of the innermost circle lies just ahead, and soon thereafter the last transit sleep will terminate and the new adventure of the eternal career will begin. The counselors and advisors on the second circle begin the preparation of their subjects for this great and final rest, the inevitable sleep which ever intervenes between the epical stages of the ascendant career. When those ascendant pilgrims who have attained the Universal Father complete the second circle experience, their ever-attendant graduate guides issue the order admitting them to the final circle. These guides personally pilot their subjects to the inner circle and there place them in the custody of the complements of rest, the last of those orders of secondary supernovim assigned to the ministry of the pilgrims of time on the world circuits of Havona.